Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Zoe Moon, and I'm here with the show that is covering April 3rd through the 10th. How are you guys doing? Are you surviving the beginning of this massive Grand Cross for the month of April? At this point on my show night, you guys definitely have a big clue as to what is going to be percolating in the month ahead for you. Starting on it really truly started on the last day of March, so this last Monday through April 1st and 2nd and 3rd, those first 4 days of the week, we have had massive triggering of the big outer body planets with the Grand Cross through the solar energy, and there will be the final trigger on Tuesday, the 8th. And so what this is doing for you guys is letting you know how you're going to be showing up in the Grand Cross, what is going to be important to you, what you need to make your presence known about, how you need to get physically involved or personally interested. Maybe it has something to do with, you know, your identity, your name, your title, your brand, your body. So whatever's been going on, you know, in these first 4 days, you want to look at that. Hopefully with this Grand Cross, you know, the Grand Cross, and I'm sorry for my throat, you guys. I went to the doctor this morning, and I'm on something new for this crazy allergy cough, and we're going to try to maybe zap it, so you have to bear with me with that. But anyways, you know, really looking at this solar energy, maybe that's part of my cross. solar energy is really about, you know, looking at what has happened so far this week. The cross is doing two different things. It is throwing obstacles and challenges and huge upheaval and turmoil and big, intense changes into your life this month. And it is also inspiring you and motivating you and throwing you into the center of some real excitement and some changes that could transform your life. And they may come at you at equal measure throughout the month, or you may be pushing on both things with equal measure yourself. And so that's why this first week was important. And then, again, noting what happens on Tuesday the 8th, because these days show you where you are in the process. And I'm not really going to go into the Grand Cross in detail today on this show. If you guys need more information on it, you're welcome to go into the archives of the show, last week's show, and probably a few others. You can look at the titles. We'll give you a lot more detailed information about what's coming up. And next week I'm going to be talking about it a little bit more, because we will be moving into the Mercury phase of what's going to be happening with this cross. So interestingly, you know, when we get to that week of the Mercury phase, which is the third week of April, that's when everything you've kind of put in motion now and on the 8th is going to then fall into a week where we're going to have all the offers and the agreements and the sales and the writing and interviews and auditions and meetings and talks and decisions. It's just the communication part of this whole Grand Cross. So we have a whole secondary rung of triggers coming up. So I wanted to bring that up to you guys, you know, really look at mapping out where you are so far. If there's been some wonderful, exciting things, you'll be able to kind of follow up on those on the days I'm going to mention to you. Or you can expect to hear that significant piece of information or decision on those days. And if there's something really intense and challenging, you know that you'll be getting some kind of resolve or moving to the next level with that, and you definitely want to take the time in between to do your work, you know, if that means you need to get in there and figure something out, research, connect with somebody who can help you through the process, then this will be the time period for you to do that. So, you know, I hope you guys all came through it well. I know that it's really heavy for a lot of people, and I'm kind of the opinion that everyone's going through at least something challenging. And like I did mention in the previous show, the cardinal signs are getting it the most intensely. So if you can kind of reach out to an Aries or a Cancer or a Libra or a Capricorn, these signs are you know, definitely being thrust into the center of it in the most intense and challenging ways, maybe the most ambitious as well. Excuse me. All other signs are getting some opportunities out of this cross, so it's an amazing time to push forward on big things you're trying to reach. And every single one of the other signs is going to need to make some adjustments as they go through that to make those opportunities come true. And again, I ran down kind of the specifics of that on last week's show, and I will be going over it again next week. So what do we have? What I really want to focus on tonight is the Venus effect. What's going on with Venus, baby? So before I get to that, the other thing I want to cover really quickly is that in this week ahead, we are going to see Mercury change signs. And so if you guys follow my Facebook page, if you're over there on the, you know, it's facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology, I've been writing quite a bit about how intense these dreams have been and the signs that you're seeing out there in the world around you and the interrupted sleep patterns. So either, you know, you're way off your routine when it comes to sleep, or you're feeling way overly fatigued and not really kind of quite understanding where that's coming from, or possibly feeling weepy and having those moments where you're kind of just falling into the sadness hole or whatever. And then on the positive side, there is some real inspiration that's been going on too. Well, that's all about Mercury, his journey through Pisces. Pisces rules our dreams and the world between worlds, or the veil, the other side, the spirits that have crossed over, and is a very karmic energy and very much about, you know, our mind being connected to that. So on the positive side, you know, you're aligned with your muse and some amazing things can be hitting spot on for you. But on the challenging side, you know, if you're feeling any duress under it, then that explains what's been going on. And that wraps up this coming week. So on Monday, the 7th of April, Mercury will exit that territory. And so you should be able to start to get back onto your sleep patterns. And if it's been a little wonky and weepy and crazy, you know, the mental process should come back to some clarity. And, you know, and the muse, if you really have been hitting on all pistons with the muse over this last couple weeks, I would say take advantage of it from now until the 7th. Next Monday, because, you know, you could really still be cranking out some amazing inspired work or ideas, and jot those things down. So on Monday the 7th, as Mercury moves into Aries, this is going to go by really quickly. Mercury is going to enter Aries on the 7th, and it's going to exit on the 23rd. So you really literally have 16 days, a little bit over 2 weeks, for your Mercury energy in Aries. Why is this important? Because, again, Mercury is the communications and the decisions, the offers, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the auditions, the meetings, the talks. And in Aries, this is really about your needs here. You're getting out of that, you know, mystical, magical, floaty, boundaryless Piscean sea, and you're not, okay, now I'm ready. I've got my inspiration. I've worked through releasing the pain or the weepy stuff, and now I'm really, really ready to get in there. I need to have this meeting with you. I need to have this talk. I need to, you know, sign this document or make the sale or make the decision or field that offer. And so it's really going to come, you know, flooding in those 16 days up ahead, and it starts on Monday the 7th. Now, when we're kind of mapping this out for you guys that want to get specific with it, it's really about, you know, like I said, Mercury's going to dive into the Grand Cross. And the days that are going to happen, and I am going to talk very specifically about each sign for this in next week's show, but this is going to happen between the 14th and 16th. The third week of April, so April 14th, 15th, and 16th. So since Mercury is moving into this arena on Monday the 7th, that gives you it gives you a whole week to really get it, start putting some thought into what is it I want for me, what is it I need so that my name, my title, my identity is moving through this big change grinder of the Grand Cross. What do I need to put my name, you know, do I need to sign a document? Do I need to have a meeting? Is there something I want to pitch, an idea that I have that's all about me and my brand or something I'm going for in my life? Is there somebody I need to talk to about my body and something that's going on with that? Is there somebody, you know, with my image that can help me with that? Or is there something with, you know, anything that's really focused on you? And it's okay this month to really put some focus here because, you know, the universe is saying you need to. So whatever that is for you, again, we'll get into it more specifically in next week's show. But I just want to kind of set up this parameter for you guys that as we come out of this kind of mystical pattern with our mind, and our choices, and we move into Aries on Monday, we really do want to focus in the week ahead about who we want to connect with and the choices that we're going to really gear up and get into. So that may mean in this week ahead that you guys send out a few things. Maybe you send out your resume, or you send out, you know, you try to see if somebody will meet with you. And then as we get to that 14th, 15th, and 16th, you find yourself sitting in that meeting or signing that document or negotiating, you know, that sale or writing with somebody or whatever, you know, whatever that communicative energy is about for you guys in Aries. You know, sitting at the doctor's office, going over something with your body or with the trainer or nutritionist or, you know, whatever. There's many things like I just listed. You'll know which one is fitting for you. Again, you know, some people are fearful of this cross. It is there are some very challenging things that are, you know, completely being raised to the ground so that you can step into some new version in that area and move forward. And so that is, you know, it's change. It's big change. It's scary. But at the same time, this is the cycle, and this is meant to be happening right now as we kind of are evolving into a new chapter of our life. So it can be an amazing motivator. It can be amazing at what it can help you accomplish. If you are ambitious about trying to reach any kind of goal, this can definitely help you hone in. So that's it for what I want to say about, you know, Grand Cross in this week ahead. And really, like I said, what I want to focus on tonight, and I tried to play a different intro song, but I'm still trying to figure out this program, and I didn't get it right, because, you know, what we have going on is on Saturday the 5th, we have Venus moving into Pisces. This is an incredibly, you know, as every energy, it has two very sharp different sides to the coin of what it's doing here. Venus in Pisces on the positive side is going to be, and I'm going to focus mostly on love, but everything I'm saying can also be effective when it comes to dealing with women or trying to pursue anything about your own personal income. Okay, so but it's definitely about love, falling in love, doing something with your lover, pursuing love, taking love to the next level, love, 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 love. So on the positive side, Venus moving into Pisces, this is going to last 4 weeks exactly. She's moving in on Saturday the 5th of April. She's going to exit on May 2nd, 4 weeks later. So the positive side is that Venus here is going to be very dreamy. Some very magical things are going to happen when it comes to love and income and women. This is a very fated sign. This is where, you know, kind of that portal to the past lifetimes opens. There may be some kind of soulmate arriving during this four-week period, or something you guys were meant to do if you're already with your soulmate that makes itself clear during this four-week period. Pisces is a very romantic energy. It's very artistic. It helps you get away from the crazy world and focus in on things that are private and sacred to you. And so it can just become the most amazing time for love out there. And I think that I'm hoping, because the aspects are pretty amazingly positive over the course of this month when it comes to Venus, that this is kind of the gift from the universe to buffer and help hold us up as we face some of these more challenging changes and ambitions going on with the cross. This is completely outside of the cross. So those are your positive energies. If for some reason you have some debilitating aspects to Pisces or in Pisces in your birth chart that are going to activate with this Venus, then you may have to deal with some of the challenging sides to Venus as it goes through. And Venus under duress in Pisces can be delusional, deceptive, dissolving, those D words. it's very much about kind of feeling like you're maybe a little confused or lost, or you just can't really pinpoint everything that's going on, and you're not quite sure if that's because you're not getting the full story, or you might be going through a releasing stage where you're just kind of dealing with the dissolving of a love relationship or someone's delusions about their feelings for you or yours for them, and this is the time to release that. And in which case, if this is happening, the positive aspects should help you get a handle on that and work through the process. But I really do want to say that, in my opinion, by looking at what's coming up, I get the feeling that most of this, for most people, is really going to be about giving you guys a fresh chapter here when it comes to that magical side of life, really just kind of falling into it and trusting that love can be and that it can take you into those new realms. So what I do want to say, I'm going to run through how this is going to affect each sign. And in this 4 weeks ahead, I found it really interesting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are going to be 5. I did count that before, but I just wanted to double check it. There are going to be 5 days where Venus is going to be, extremely active. And so, you know, obviously for the whole 4 weeks, we're going to be floating along on this vibe. The really cool thing about when there's a planet in Pisces is if you let go and let God, or whatever you want to call that kind of divine guidance, if you let that take hold and you stop trying to have any kind of control or any kind of, you know, directing the ship, really, just allow what is coming through and coming to and around you to take hold, some amazing fated kind of moments happen. It's a very mystical part of the chart. And so the whole 4 weeks is going to be guiding you along like that. You get some idea that you need to go someplace and you're feeling that strongly in your heart. I would trust it. It may be leading you to love. And any version of that, I'm not going to go through all of it. But what I want to say is in the 5 days, they're going to stand out big time with Venus in the next 4 weeks. It's going to be Friday, the 11th. That's next week. That's when Venus and Neptune embrace in the sign of Pisces. It's an incredibly powerful day, incredibly, you know, this is a day when Neptune's in his own sign of Pisces. This is the Lord of Pisces, and Venus is running right into him, and they're going to sit together and infuse each other on that day. So it's, again, very strong for the artistic, the romantic, the spiritual side of love, any healing that's going on. On the 17th of April, Venus and Jupiter are going to align. It does not get, that's the luckiest combination you can have, is Venus and Jupiter together. So either a conjunction, sextile, or trine are the very best combinations of that luckiest aspect. This is a trine. This is a harmony line, which means that whatever's going on that Thursday, the 17th, with the love or the woman or the income matter, it's aligning to some kind of real growth and some kind of protection and something, again, kind of focused around your beliefs and your desire to open up your world in some way through Jupiter. And Jupiter, obviously, for you guys that are into astrology, it's in Cancer, so this may play out in your home. It may play out through something going on with family or a roommate or a parent or a move or a renovation or real estate, or it may just play out in helping you feel more solidly planted on the ground and grounded with roots somewhere in your life. And it may also have some touch of the Jupiter theme to it in some kind of positive way, which would mean travel, legal matters, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, or weddings. So I'm loving the Thursday the 17th. Then on Friday the 18th, Venus moseys on up to Pluto. Okay, Pluto's intense, right? And that might feel like, oh my gosh, it's Pluto. But this is a sextile. This is an opportunity. So here we have Venus saying, okay, I'm bringing the love, or I'm here, you know, dealing with the woman or the income. And there's an opportunity here for some kind of big goal to be reached or some kind of big, powerful transformation going on with career or an authority figure like the boss, parent, judge, somebody in, you know, a power position. So whatever you're doing with your Venus on Friday, it looks really good. And when we're talking about goals here, you know, it's Pluto goals, so a goal to transform the situation, to bring positive change, a goal to, you know, become more intimate, sexually connected, a goal to, in a pleasant way, move the divorce forward if that's the situation you find yourself in. If it's income-based, it may be about a goal to reach some kind of big financial agreement, you know, the settlement, the taxes, insurance, commissions, whatever that big outside finance might be. So it's, you know, it's pretty good. Then on Saturday the 19th, so if you guys are noticing, we're talking the 17th, 18th, 19th here. These 3 days are jam-packed with Venus. On the 19th, Venus meets up with Mars. So we all know the Venus and Mars connection, very, you know, yin and yang, very much about the love and the passion, or the action and the income, or the female and either or. So we're really pushing for something here on this day. This is, you know, Mars is in retrograde motion in Libra. So this is about dealing with some past person or some past issue. And the, you know, the partner, the agent, the attorney, the specialist, the client, the competitor, opponent, whoever that key relationship is. So we're connecting with the Venus energy on Saturday the 19th. This day is going to be highly charged. A lot can get done here. But you will have to make an adjustment on that particular day. It's the only Venus day out of the five where there's going to be a little bit more required from you. So it may be adjusting with this particular person, or it may be that you have something else going on and you have to kind of adjust between that and what's going on with the Mars and Libra energy. And then finally, on Friday the 25th, Venus will align with Saturn, again, an incredibly positive aspect. And so now we see that we are cementing something in a very positive way. This can be a positive ending. It can be a positive long-term commitment. It can be both all wrapped up together. And it's to Saturn, so it's about something that you're serious about there in the eighth house, that deep stuff. So this could be sexual interests or issues being taken care of. It could be about the divorce proceeding, cementing one way or the other. It could be about the big financial picture involved. It could be about how you're handling a mortality issue or a birth. Or it could be about some third-party situation. Again, positive, positive, positive. So I'm so happy to talk about Venus tonight because I feel like we've just been under so much pressure. And, you know now what your Grand Cross is going to be about. If you haven't got the final tidbit of information, it comes on Tuesday. And then we'll be working throughout the month on talking about the different planets aspecting it, what it means. But when we're talking about Venus, I'm going to start to talk through the signs now for you guys. So for Aries, starting on Saturday, the 5th of April, until May 2nd, you're having love move into the most mystical, magical part of your chart. You may start up a romance that you feel like very protective of and want to keep quiet because you're all, you know, all over that thing. Or you may be, there may be something clandestine about it. You know, somebody's still not completely detached and you're working through that. Venus will help smooth that out and work out the love angle when it comes to all of this for you. But obviously, anytime you get embark on something like that, be very careful with what you're doing with everybody's hearts. Here in this part of the chart, it may bring a female or some kind of income opportunity as well around those behind-the-scenes themes. This is the door to the past life for you, this part of the chart, so Aries is getting it the strongest. Definitely can have somebody enter during this next month for you guys that can help you fulfill something in one of those areas. Venus is going to be coming to you through dreams and signs, so if you get that impression, you should definitely follow through on it. It is definitely going to help you with anything in film, music, art, poetry, anything in that artistic field. So if you're single and looking, get out to the movie theater, get out to the theater, you know, go to the concert, wherever, you know, this can really enhance your potential for meeting somebody. If you're in a relationship, this can enhance the relationship. It's also in the spiritual arena, so meditation, yoga class, hikes in nature, any interest in magic or psychic interest can bring it around as well. This is the healing and hospital part of the chart, so you can be, you know, sharing the love there or meeting somebody there, or there could be some kind of income or female that's benefiting you there for this month ahead. This is the part of the chart that is about research and investigations and development behind the scenes, so there may be something to that for you as well. Know that this is a more smoothed out area starting on Saturday the 5th and where you can attract more. It's a good time for you to pull back a little bit. Do anything that you can for yourself in these areas. And when we look ahead at those five trigger days, Friday the 11th is going to make it even more empowered. So whichever one of those arenas is taking hold for you, it's a very, very magical, inspired time. Thursday the 17th, it opens up some kind of alignment to your home, if you want to entertain in the home, or if you're thinking about buying a house with your lover, or if you're thinking about moving and it's just actually going to land you close to somebody you're about to fall in love with in the months ahead, that's possible as well. There could be somebody on your renovation or with your through that you meet through your family or parent or roommate. All of this could be positive for you. Also, if you're trying to get a roommate to help you with, you know, balance out your income a little bit, good timing for that on the 17th. And then on the 18th, there's the alignment to Pluto. A goal may be reached. You may transform some powerful direction of your life when it comes to Venus on Friday the 18th. This may involve you connecting with some power person who can really help you out. It may be that there's something you're working on behind the scenes that's going to link up to career direction or the boss. It may be love and the goal tying in together. So Friday, very powerful day for changes and evolving. On Saturday the 19th, be willing to give and take with that other person. You know, Aries are so powerful and they come on very strongly. And you're in that mystical part of the chart right now where everything's not completely seen or clear to both parties. And so when that adjustment comes up, if somebody needs to, you know, gets called away suddenly, don't take it like they don't love you. And if you get called away suddenly and they act weird, don't take it out on them. You know, this is an adjustment day, so there will be something that is, you know, quirky in the mix. And just realize that, you know, it's about trying to help you figure something out here with this other person. It is a day where if you need to reach out to the partner, the agent, the attorney, the specialist, the client, or the competition, or do something about them, then this day will help you tweak whatever you need to get that moving. And then Friday the 25th, Venus and Saturn align, which is going to cement something, help you commit long-term or help you in something if it's not going so well, or help you structure something. And again, Venus themed, so you know it's all about the love, or it's the incomer woman. And with Saturn, this means that something is being cemented one way or the other about your sex life, or the divorce, or the big financial picture, or the third party situation, or a mortality issue, or birth. So those are your power days. I really think that they're going to be extremely positive. As long as you don't get caught up in the give and take on Saturday the 19th, you should be, you know, moving along in a very wonderful way and totally tune into what you're feeling drawn to. I believe it's going to have a very strong play for the Aries. For Taurus, Venus moving into Pisces on Saturday the 5th and staying there until May the 2nd. That 4 weeks for you guys. You know, Venus is your ruler, so this is very personal for you guys. You're going to feel this energy shift within the body or within your spirit about what it is you're trying to do for yourself, as well as where it is moving in the chart. And where it's moving in the chart is moving into your social realm and your causes and your aspirations. It's kind of a very much opening your arms up wide kind of energy. So this may be aligning you with a female friend, or this may be bringing love through a friend who introduces you, or through what you're doing within a group, or you and your current lover may set a huge aspiration for the 4 weeks ahead and really work on making that aspiration happen. Or you guys may form a group together, or you might get involved on something on the internet together, or there may be a charity or cause that you're involved in. Astrology falls in this part of the chart as well. So anything that you guys are moving forward on that bonds the love or brings it to you through those arenas. This could also be at a party or an event you attend. Anything that is about making money or dealing with a woman on a favorable level who's benefiting you in some way, it's all going to be playing out in that 11th house. And so when we're looking at those five significant days ahead, Friday the 11th is when Venus and Neptune embrace. So this day is incredibly powerful, very, very intuitive, very artistic, very inspired, very romantic, spiritual even. So, you know, you do want to see what comes up for you on Friday. If you're, you know, if a friend invites you out someplace, you should go, because it may be your invitation to meet someone you're going to fall in love with. Or, you know, if there's something you want to start that is a big aspiration of yours with your current lover, this is the day to start it. and anything else, if you're trying to make money on the internet, if you're trying to, you know, further the cause with a female or, you know, any of those combinations, this is a very powerful day. On Thursday the 17th, Venus aligns with Jupiter, which for Taurus is going to bring a very lucky or expansive, prosperous, happy-making meeting or offer or talk or proposal. Or it's going to be about writing, speaking roles, interviews, auditions, agreements, sales. It's all in that communication part of the chart. And so there's something really, you know, again, really big. It's really positive. So, you know, answer your phone, pitch your ideas, have your meetings, sign your papers. Do all of that on Thursday the 17th. Very powerful. On Friday the 18th, Venus is going to align with Pluto, and so now you guys are moving into some kind of opportunity to transform something in the ninth house. So, you know, this may be a legal contract that is going to empower you. It may be a wedding. It may be something in media, marketing, broadcasting, publicity, publishing. It may be about travel or foreign interests or educational pursuits. So it's a very, I think I said legal, it's a very powerful day where you should be able to achieve some goals in those areas and make some changes that benefit you. And on Saturday the 19th, Venus is going to engage that other person who's significant. Whatever's going on for you, you'll know by Saturday. So this is going to be about making the adjustment with that partner, agent, client, specialist, competitor, attorney over the sixth house. So it'll be adjustments over a health issue or adjustments over a work matter or paperwork that you're dealing with right now or something with the animals. And by the 25th, Friday the 25th, Venus aligns with Saturn. And so for Taurus, this is cementing something in a very solid long-term commitment or through a positive ending or some way you're structuring something. Again, it's focused right directly on that partner, agent, attorney, client, specialist, competitor, whoever that key player is in the situation that you're moving through throughout the month. So, you know, these are lovely, lovely aspects. Again, for Taurus, like every sign, the more that you trust your intuition, the more that you pay attention to your dreams and signs, the more that you open up to the spiritual and romantic and artistic side of this, the better. And for Taurus, it's all coming through friends, groups, parties, events, the internet, astrology, charities, causes, and your big aspirations. For Gemini, Venus is moving into your goal part of the chart. I mean, it's right up there at the pinnacle of the chart on Saturday the 5th, and it's going to stay there for 4 weeks until May 2nd. And so this is a huge deal for you guys reaching goals, being out there, having your, you know, some recognition or notoriety, some fame possibly. It may focus on your reputation or your status. It may be about your career and what's going on there, or it may be about some dealings in this month ahead with that power person, the boss, the parent, the judge, whoever that person is. So all of these topics that are up there at the very pinnacle of your chart, this is where, you know, you want to see love taking off. So that may mean that you're setting a very big goal to fall in love or do something with your lover this month. Or it may mean that you're going to fall in love with somebody who is very much established or older or has their own business or is very ambitious. That 10th house drives things forward. Or somebody is going to come along who can benefit your career and your income, or a female that can, you know, take you down that road as well. So it kicks in on Saturday the 5th. By Friday the 11th, Venus and Neptune embrace. A very, very powerful day for love and your inspiration around those goals, the authority figures or the career direction and what's going on for you. If you're trying to plan like some kind of goal to get away and take a little trip or do something that you really have wanted to achieve with your current love interest, it's a really good time over that weekend. If there's something that, to me, I think a lot of the Geminis are really going to be harnessing this Venus energy maybe to make money over that weekend of, starting on Friday the 11th. Excuse me. I got to take a drink, you guys. Hold on. Thank you. Okay, so you know, and if that's the case, just, again, really trust your gut. If there's somebody that you want to reach up to, you know, that's in a higher position that you think might be able to help you, go for it, especially a female. And so that's just a very powerful day. On Thursday the 17th, Venus aligns with Jupiter, incredibly lucky, protective, expansive, and Jupiter's in your income sign. So again, this aligns goals and career and power people with your income, very powerful. And if it has to do with love for you and it's not about money and moving your goals ahead in that way, then know that this second house where Jupiter sits is definitely helping you feel more valued in some kind of very big way. And on Friday the 18th, there's the opportunity to Pluto. Now the goal with the love or the female or the making money turns into the deepest part of the chart, and there's potential to achieve something. This can be sexual, divorce-oriented, big finances, the commissions, settlements, investments, bonuses, whatever. It can also be about, I think I said divorce, or about some kind of third-party situation. So you can transform and evolve that. And by Saturday the 19th, you guys need to make an adjustment. You need to make an adjustment with the other person over what you're doing recreational, for the kids, with the creative project, or just over what's going on in the love life. So, you know, don't let that kind of rack you up. There's definite connection, strong, you know, passionate or active connection with this other person on that day. Give and take a little bit. If it's your career and you have to give and take a little bit with the creativity, or there's, you know, you have to do something for the kids and that's drawing you away from this, well, then you know that day you need to give and take a bit. And by Friday the 25th, Venus aligns with Saturn, very positive for cementing something long-term when it comes to your work or paperwork or health or animals or people you hire to help you. So this may be you cementing some love toward love affair one way or the other with a coworker or somebody you meet while you're doing something healthy or out taking care of your animals, or it may just be about making money and what's moving forward in those areas and cementing in some way. For Cancer. Cancer. Venus is moving in on Saturday the 5th into your higher-minded arena, so this rules several areas. This means that over the next 4 weeks, all the way until May 2nd, you guys are going to see love playing out over travel plans or with foreign interests or over educational pursuits. You and your lover might be learning something or teaching something together, or maybe you meet someone in the classroom and fall for them. It can play out over legal matters, so you guys are really delving into getting some legal agreements signed or you meet this person in the courtroom. It's playing out over media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, so again, maybe new love blossoming or taking love to the next level there. It's playing out over weddings, so you might be planning the wedding or having the wedding during this period. Or maybe you attend a wedding and you fall for somebody there. And so on the flip side, this also may bring income opportunities through those arenas, and it also may bring a female who's very beneficial to you through those arenas. The 5 days that stand out, Friday the 11th of April is the power day when Neptune's all over it, so there's something very magical bringing it all into alignment for you, something kind of fated happening on that day. On the 17th is Venus and Jupiter aligning, and this is when this is opening something up for you personally or physically or having to do with your name, identity, or brand. This is all about Jupiter in your sign. So an incredibly lovely and empowering day for Cancer on the 17th. By Friday the 18th, there's an alignment to Pluto, and it's an opportunity aspect. And so there's an opportunity through that travel, education, legal, media, marketing, broadcasting, or wedding interest. And this is aligning to some kind of powerful evolution and change that's positive with a partner or an agent or an attorney or a specialist or a client or any key relationship that is powerful and having a profound effect on your life right now. And by Saturday the 19th, there is an adjustment that you're going to need to make, and it's going to be involving another person either in the home or about your property, a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, your family, parent, or roommate. And so, again, you know, you may have to put in, maybe the other person has to put in some time there, or you're trying to get them to do something so that you can get all the legal or wedding or travel or whatever together. Just make sure that you give and take. There's a lot of action and passion to that day, and it is one-on-one with somebody else. By Friday, the 25th of April, Venus will align with Saturn, and this is your key day to cement something in a positive fashion again. So this is about, you know, a long-term commitment or an ending that is beneficial or some kind of structuring of something. And for Cancer, it's all about true love or children or creative projects or recreational interests. So maybe you're going to travel to have fun, or maybe you're going to travel for love or fall in love when you travel, or, you know, legalize something for the kids or the creative project, or, you know, there's many combinations there, but it all looks very positive. For Leo, Venus is moving into Pisces on April 5th and staying until May 2nd. And so for these 4 weeks, Venus is definitely going to be taking the love into a much deeper sexual, intimate, soulmate kind of connection for you guys. So if you're meeting somebody new, it's going to be hot. If you're with somebody, you're going to see that heat up. If things are going bad, this part of the chart also rules divorce. So there may be some Leos who are, you know, really kind of opening up their love life by eradicating a relationship that is no longer working for both parties. And so Venus will help you smooth that out during this month ahead. This is the part of the chart associated with reproduction, with mortality issues and third-party situations. So you may be dealing with a female going through some of this. Or it's affecting the love or you making money. and finally, this part of the chart is about the big outside finances. So there may be something that you're doing involving a loan or a settlement or investment or insurance or taxes or commissions or royalties or alimony or child support, a bankruptcy or inheritance. Any of that big partner's money, you know. Venus moving through this part of the chart may mean that you and your lover need to kind of focus on this stuff and that it will smooth out over this month ahead, or that a female's going to show up and help you with this stuff, or that something about your personal income is going to be in the balance with what's going on here. It should be pretty positive as this goes along, but it's definitely going to be, you know, every part of this part of the chart for Leo is there's no surface skimming here when it comes to love or women or income. It's all about going deeper and having profound experiences that should be very beneficial. On Friday the 11th, there's the Venus-Neptune embrace, and so this is the day where you kind of get the clue as to how powerful this is really going to be. There may be something very magical or fated about that day. On Thursday the 17th, it opens up to Jupiter, so something big is happening behind the scenes for you that is, again, beneficial. This may be about you know, just holding up, getting away romantically with somebody. It may be about something going on with a hospital or healing. It may be something going on with research or development, or it could be something in the arts like film, music, anything you want to do involving an artistic pursuit or interest, or something in the spiritual realm. A lot of possibilities there for Leo on Thursday the 17th, very, very positive day. Friday the 18th, there is a positive alignment again with Pluto. And for Leo, this means there's potential for something to transform through the paperwork that you get taken care of, or a job, or somebody you hire to help. Or there can be transformation through a health topic or something going on with your animals. On Saturday the 19th, the alignment to Mars means that you're in there with the love interest or the woman or the income, and you're making an adjustment with somebody else over an agreement or a meeting or a decision or an offer or a proposal or something in writing or a sale. You know, it's all in that communication, or maybe even around a short trip or something you're doing locally. So give and take with that other person. There's still a lot of passion to that day and a lot of love to that day. And by Friday the 25th, Saturn aligns, and we are cementing something for Leo. So this could be a serious long-term commitment, an ending that's beneficial, or some kind of structuring of something that is helping you, that is playing out at home or with real estate, family, parents, roommates, a move or renovation. So again, look for the love, look for the female, look for the ways to make money. It looks very, very positive. For Virgo, you guys are having Venus move into your opposite sign. What a heck of a month for you guys. This is very magical, very inspired. You also may deal with some of the challenges if there is anything, you know, under duress in your own personal chart. But overall, where the aspects are moving, this is very, very inspired and positive for you guys. And so this really means that, you know, there may be a female showing up now that you're already in love with and you want to commit to, you want to get, you know, monogamous or engaged or married to. This may be that there is just love showing up. If you're a female and you're looking for a male, this could be, or a male looking for a male, whatever. This could also just be love showing up and wanting some kind of commitment. This could be a female who's showing up benefiting you over income matters as well. And this would be playing out through romantic partners, business partners, agents, attorneys, specialists, clients, managers, producers, dealing with competitors, advocates, whoever those key relationships are. It's all about relationship this month, you guys. This is where the good stuff's going to happen. So on Friday the 11th, there is the embrace of Venus and Neptune. Very magical, very kind of an amazing day to get a fresh start. So whether you're, dissolving or letting go of a past relationship here, or dealing with a specialist or attorney or somebody to help you with the love or the income matter, or there's some kind of brand new fresh start that is inspiring you and magical and fated, or both, you know, this is definitely a positive day for moving in that direction. On Thursday, the 17th of April, there's going to be the Venus-Jupiter alignment. Amazing alignment for something very lucky or expansive to happen for you when it comes to your aspirations involving this other person. So whether they're helping you in your romantic or your business life, something can be reached or furthered on the 17th. This is also going to align in a very favorable way to anything you're doing socially. So there may be a friend who is key in what happens. You may be invited to a party or an event, or you may be doing something online or within a group dynamic or for a cause or charity or about your own inventions or original ideas. That locks something in a very good way for you on Thursday the 17th. By Friday the 18th, powerful and deep transformations in your love life or with a creative project or the children or the recreational interest. Very, very intense, very, very positive in how it links you to this other person over love, money, or whatever's going on with the female. By Saturday the 19th, you do want to make an adjustment with this other person over income, over possessions, or over purchases, or maybe over something about being valued or the value of something in the mix. So give and take a little bit there. They may be, you know, it could be as simple as they're called away to make money. Or you know, you guys have some kind of, you haven't come to terms over the possessions or whatever it is. Work it out. That's your day to work it out. And on Friday the 25th, you are in a position to cement something long-term, a long-term commitment, or you can have a beneficial ending, or both, or you can structure something in a very supportive way with this other person or through this other person in the name of love or income or what you're doing for the woman. And this is all about an agreement that can be signed or an offer or a sale or something around your writing or ideas or a meeting or talk, a sibling, a neighbor, your vehicles, your electronics, a short trip or something that's going on locally for you. All very, very positive. For Libra, Venus is moving into the part of your chart where you're really taking care of all the details. You're doing your job or you're pursuing your job. So Venus here over the next 4 weeks, this starts on Saturday the 5th and goes till May the 2nd. Venus here can definitely bring a female that can benefit your work situation or more income or an easier flow around making money and the pursuit of work or the job you already have. It can also bring some kind of love relationship to the job. You might have an infatuation with a coworker or somebody you hire. Or if you and your lover are already committed and together, you guys might start some kind of work project together over this month ahead, and this is very beneficial time to do so. This may be about focus on paperwork. And so, again, there could be something really important about the paperwork that's going to be offered or signed in this month that ties in with your love life or your income or the woman. Out of the work zone, this is definitely focusing in on health. So healthy outlets can draw love to you. You and your lover can get more healthy. You can focus on solving any health issues. Very smooth month to focus on that. And then finally, animals may bond you guys. You might make money doing something with animals or for animals, or there may be a female that becomes prominent around your animals, or you and your lover, you could meet while you're taking care of the pets or doing something with your animals, or just decide to start something together in that direction. All of these things are very favored. They're very inspired. on Friday the 11th, there's something kind of magical happening here. So you might, you know, just there might be something just faded that kind of drops in your lap. Definitely put yourself out and about in those areas on that day. Get inspired. By Thursday the 17th, Jupiter aligns, and there is a big goal that can be reached or comes into a harmonious alignment or something really big on the career front or with a power person that can help, a boss, a parent, a judge, somebody in that kind of place. So whoever you're looking up to that could maybe give a hand or open up your world in some way when it comes to the love or the woman or the income and how that's playing out through your work, health, paperwork, animal situation, Thursday's the day. And by Friday the 18th, there's an alignment to Pluto, so something powerful is happening in the home or with a move, real estate deal, renovation, the family, parent, or roommate. And so, again, aligning to make positive change or go deeper on something. And by Saturday the 19th, you personally need to make a little bit of an adjustment. So whatever that is for you, if there's somebody key in the mix that you need to deal with so that you can reach what it is you're trying to reach in the passion and the love and the action and the income and how this is all evolving for you, do give and take on Saturday. And then on Friday the 25th, we're seeing the last one of the aspects, and it's a very positive alignment to Saturn. So this is your day where you can cement something long-term, a long-term commitment. You can end something in a beneficial way, or you can structure something that's very supportive that's going to be all about your personal income or your possessions or a big purchase. For Scorpio, Venus is moving into your house of true love on Saturday the 5th. It's moving into the part of the chart where you can fall in love or take the current love to the next level, where you can, you know, move something along about the way you approach love or releasing anything that's in your way of getting the love that you want. It's just a very magical, magical month starting on April 5th and taking you until May 2nd. And besides this area of true love, this is the part of the chart that rules your creative projects. So you might see some real potential to make money creatively, or you might fall for somebody who gets involved with your creative efforts, or there may be a female that's about to enter the scene that can benefit your creative process in the next 4 weeks. This is also the area that's associated with children. So love may lead to children, or you may be doing something lovingly for kids or to help kids make money, something like that. And lastly, this is the area of recreation. So there may just be a lot of fun to be had for Scorpio when it comes to the love and the way you're going about making money or dealing with the female in this month ahead. All very, very positive. So by Friday the 11th, Venus and Neptune embrace. And this is a very magical kind of fated day. Something may just all come together on this day. It may drop in your lap out of the blue, or you may run into it in some kind of way that you're like, wow, I can't believe this just happened. It's definitely a day to trust your gut, to follow your instincts, and again, will be beneficial for you in love, in creativity, and with kids, and making money. Any or all of the above. By Thursday the 17th, Venus aligns with Jupiter, the luckiest energy out there, and Jupiter is going to bring something to you or for you into some kind of harmonious alignment through media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, or through educational channels, legal means, travel plans, or a wedding. And so, again, look to the love. Look to the way to make money. Look at what's going on just by falling into the love pattern or doing something creative or with kids. By Friday the 18th, the alignment is to Pluto, your natural ruler, and it's in the part of the chart that is associated with offers and agreements and writing and sales and meetings and talks and pitches and ideas and decisions. And so this is a very important day where something can change. And it's opening something up for you in a deep way with the lover or the kids or the creativity or the fun. Saturday the 19th, you need to make an adjustment. The adjustment is coming involving another person and what's going on behind closed doors. There may be something you need to research. You may need to pull back and rest and recuperate. There may be something at a hospital or around healing. There could be something around film, music, art, or anything actually artistic, anything spiritual. So whatever it is, or something around addictions, you know, give and take, do what it is to kind of, you know, put in the energy there, but, you know, remain focused on the love or the kids or the creativity. And by Friday the 25th, Venus is aligning with Saturn in your sign, and by then you guys are cementing something very long-term that is beneficial to you, or you're marking an ending that is also beneficial to you, or you're structuring something that's beneficial to you. And that has something to do with your name or your, you know, on the dotted line, or the change in your name or title or identity, or having something to do with how you're showing up and making your presence known, or your image or brand is involved, or your physical body. So any or all of those topics are going to cement in an amazing way with your love life or your creative project or the kids or your fun. For Sagittarius, we are seeing Venus move into the root of the chart on Saturday, the 5th of April, and stay until May 2nd, 4 weeks for Sag, which means love is going to play out in the home, or when you're doing something involving property or real estate or moves or renovations, or with the family or the parent or the roommate. So this is where it's at, babe. So, you know, really look for ways to share the love. If you're dating on the dating scene, invite them back to the house for a nice home-cooked meal or entertainment, whatever that is. If you are in love already, this is going to be a cozy, smooth, attractive time playing out in these areas. You and your lover might be deciding to look for a home or move, or you're doing some kind of big event with the family or something during this time. As you're moving, and then, of course, like with all signs, this can also be a place where you can make money, and it can also be a place where a female may be very beneficial to you over the weeks ahead. So by Friday the 11th, there's the embrace with Neptune. Something very magical is taking hold, something kind of fated or karmic, very muse-oriented. So tune in. Trust the romance or the artistry of the moment, or the healing of a potential, or the spirituality of the moment, and fall in love even more, or, you know, get inspired to make the money or deal with the female there. On Thursday the 17th, Jupiter gets into the picture. Now there's something very big happening in a good, good way for you guys when it comes to some kind of financial matter. And not so much your income, but really about the loan or the debt or the inheritance or the bankruptcy or the insurance or taxes or alimony or child support or commissions or investments or settlements, whatever, or partner's money, you know, whatever that big outside financial resource, it's aligning with what's going on in the home or with real estate or family matters and that female or lover income need. At the same time, if you guys are not involved in a financial side of things, where Jupiter's playing out for Sag is on a personal level in the sexual part of the chart. This can be about sexual attractions that are really locking in a very powerful way in your love life. It can be about something reproductive happening now. It can be about a divorce that is going to kind of smooth out, and you'll either, you know, figure out how to not divorce or go through the divorce in a better way with Jupiter here. Or it can be about third-party situations that you're trying to work out. So all of this should go really well by Thursday the 17th. On Friday the 18th, there is a Pluto alignment, an opportunity, and this is to make money. So you might be doing something in the home or with real estate or the move or renovation or family or roommate. And that brings the love or helps you with your own personal income, very income-based. Or there could be something with a gift or a possession or a purchase on that day that is helping change things and evolve things. By Saturday the 19th, you need to make an adjustment with the other person, and so this will play out either over the aspirations or there's something social going on you need to tend to, a party, something with a friend, a group, the internet, a charity, a cause, something like that. So give and take with that, whatever comes up for you. By Friday the 25th, you're cementing something long-term, some kind of long-term commitment, or you're ending something in a beneficial way, or you're structuring something, again, should benefit the love or the income or the female that's helping, and whatever's going on at that root of your chart with the home or the family or moves and all of that. And for you guys, Saturn is here saying that something is aligning here in a very serious and positive way through film, music, art, anything spiritual, anything romantic behind the scenes. You might just want to hole up or get away to some cabin in the woods, or anything with a healing or hospital quality to it, or anything with research or just tuning into your muse and you know, connecting on a deeper level. For Capricorn, Venus is moving into that day-to-day activity. You know, she's really going to be evident when you're running around your neighborhood or you're making short trips back and forth to other places. She's going to come through really strong in your communication. So you might be hearing who loves you. You might be feeling very strongly that you need to say it. There may be a meeting that is fated during the next 4 weeks where you just fall head over heels for somebody. If you're already in a love relationship, there could be a proposal. You guys could be writing together. If it, you know, Venus also rules income, very positive time for writing agreements and sales. Very positive, very much smoothing and helping you attract in those areas. And this can also be, you know, love really kind of moving in strong around siblings, if you're expressing the love there, or they're helping do something for you and your current lover, or introducing you to somebody new that you're going to fall for. You can find love through neighbors. You can find it through, what, you know, if you take your car into the shop or do something, you're traveling in the car has some kind of, you know, maybe you're making babies in the back seat. I don't know. The car is definitely inspiring the love. And so are electronics. I'm not even going to go there. So, you know, again, love or money or women benefiting in all those arenas. So by the time you get to Friday the 11th, there's an embrace with Neptune. So this is a very magical day. This is a day when, you know, the love is coming together with something very inspired. And, you know, so you might have that talk or proposal or agreement or meeting or sale or write something that is totally inspired, or any of those areas I talked about. This is very much a day to trust your gut on what's going on. By Thursday the 17th, the alignment with Jupiter aligns you in the most positive way possible with a key other person. This could be in your love life, so this could be about, you know, monogamy, getting married, a partner who, you know, wants to get more committed with you, or if you're already in that situation, there's something you guys are, you know, opening up together and doing together or planning together. If it's about income or female, this could also be, you know, tying in with an attorney, an agent, a specialist, a client, dealing with the competition in some way, very positive again for lover or making money. By Friday the 18th, there's an opening, an opportunity to Pluto in your sign. So you're having a heck of a transformational day on Friday the 18th. This is very empowering for you guys. Something deeply is changing, evolving in a positive way for you through the meetings and agreements and talks and decisions and proposals and writing and sales and local activity and all of that, either for you in love or with income or a female. By Saturday the 19th, you guys do need to make an adjustment with that other person, and it needs to be over whatever's going on or needs to go on with the career or a big goal or something with an authority figure, a boss, parent, judge, somebody like that. So give and take on Saturday the 19th. Don't let it, you know, mess with you. And then by Friday the 25th, Venus makes her last alignment of the month. She's going to align with Saturn. This is a heck of a powerful day to cement something long-term, get a long-term commitment, do something ambitious, make some kind of ending that is final, that is beneficial, or structure something in a powerful way. It's going to play out in the area of your aspirations and dreams for your life, so there's some kind of wish fulfillment in this for you. It may involve a friend. It may involve what you're doing within a group or on the internet or around astrology or charities or a party or gathering or event of some sort. Or it could be about, around some original idea or invention that you have. So look for what you can seriously connect with on that. For Aquarius, Venus is moving into your income and your possessions and purchases part of your chart. So obviously the income side of Venus is going to be a big theme for you guys in this month ahead. There's definitely potential to attract more income or make money more easily or smooth something out that's going on around income or possessions or purchases. But the love is definitely going to be strong here too. And so there may be potential you and your lover decide to do something with the possessions, or there's a big gift on the table, or there's a way to make money together, or you're single and you go out and you're dealing with some of these things and you fall for somebody in that situation. Being valued is going to be a high standard for you this month ahead, and I do believe that you can reach that with whoever is in the picture because it looks so positive. And so in the 4 weeks ahead, we get five hits with Venus. So Friday the 11th is going to be the magical day where something really just kind of fated comes together. You might just get that big potential to make money, or somebody gives you a diamond ring on your hand who's in love with you, or you're out making money somewhere and you see somebody across the room and you fall for them, or you're hauling your possessions out of the storage locker and you meet somebody. Whatever it is in that financial realm or in the realm of values, this is a very magical day. On Thursday the 17th, Jupiter aligns, which is opening up something beneficial to you guys, growth-oriented, coming through a job opportunity or something going on with a coworker or someone you've hired or with paperwork. Or this is something opening up in a health realm. So maybe, there's the love playing out either on the job or with the paperwork or at the gym or the doctors or the nutritionist or whatever you're doing to be healthy, or you're making money in that area. And this is also about anything you would get involved with the animals, the pets. So you may be doing something with that and see love or income opportunities open up. By Friday the 18th, powerful Pluto opportunity to transform something behind the scenes. So, in love or you're making money and there's a closed door there. And so whatever is kind of magically fantasizing into some kind of reality for you, this is an inspired day. And this may be about research that leads you to something good or a romantic getaway or some kind of healing or a spiritual pathway. So anything that you can kind of tune into there, trust that that's a very evolving day. By Saturday the 19th, you're going to need to make an adjustment with the other person over the legal, travel, educational, media, or wedding plans. And again, this is going to be about either the love in the situation or the making of the money or the possessions or the purchases. So give and take. And by Friday the 25th, there is a solid alignment to Saturn. This is going to help you cement something long-term, one way or the other, around your goal or the career or with that person who's a power person in the situation. Or it's going to help you mark some kind of ending that's permanent that is beneficial for you in those areas. Or it's going to help you structure something. So if the goal is about love or the goal is about money or possessions or purchases, Friday the 25th is a day that you can kind of cement that one way or the other. For Pisces, Venus is moving into your sign. So what a magical month ahead for Pisces. It's just really beautiful what this part of the chart is going to be doing for you guys. So starting on Saturday the 5th of April and going until May 2nd, those 4 weeks, Venus is really playing out through you. This is helping you attract love to yourself. It's helping you spend money on yourself or make money through your brand or your image or your identity. Your identity might transform during this month as you, get engaged or get married or move out of a bad relationship to help you open up to love. You might become more physically involved with your lover. And so it's just a really amazing month for Pisces. When we get to Friday the 11th, this is the embrace with Neptune, which is your ruler, a day that is just, kind of off the charts for you guys. So set aside Friday the 11th to do something that you feel strongly about in the name of love or money or for a woman. And if you don't have something specific in mind, just make sure that you're allowing yourself and your own romantic qualities and your own artistic talents and your own spiritual nature and any healing you're going through to really shine through on that day around everyone you're in contact with, because there's going to be something special that happens if you do. On Thursday the 17th, there's an alignment with Jupiter that is as lucky and as growth-oriented as it gets, and this is in your house of true love, or it's with a child, or anything you're doing for children, or it's involving a creative project potential, or it's about something fun, recreational that you align yourself with. So in those areas, there can be mucho, mucho love for you or a lot of potential to make money or deal favorably with a woman in the situation. On Friday the 18th, Pluto gets in the mix in a powerful opportunity for you to transform something. So something is evolving or changing in a beneficial way, in an intense way. With a friend or with a group or with the internet or astrology or charities or a party or event that you're attending. Again, this is going to have a profound effect on you and your love or your income potential. So I would definitely say Friday is a night to get out there and socialize, or if, at the very least, get on the internet and see what happens. And then, excuse me, I have to take a drink. All right, and then by Saturday the 19th, you do need to make that adjustment when it comes to the other person. And so the adjustment is either about sex or reproduction or divorce or mortality issues or triangles, third-party situations, or the adjustment is about some kind of big financial thing that you're trying to take action on, or they are. So this could be, you know, the loan, the debt, the insurance, taxes, alimony, child support, commissions, investments. So whatever that give and take is for you on Saturday the 19th, make sure you do it, because you're in a really splendid position to work through it. And by Friday the 25th, there's the alignment to Saturn, which is so supportive. Going to help you cement something long-term through a commitment, or in something in a beneficial way, or structure something that is supportive, again, all around you, your love, your income. And it's going to play out through the ninth house. So this is something serious coming together for you through legal channels, through a wedding, through media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, through educational interests, or through a trip that you plan or you take. So that's it, guys. That's our Venus energy. I hope that you find all kinds of magic in it in this month ahead. I believe it's there waiting for you. Be proactive. Don't wait for your chart to happen to you. Look at the areas that I highlighted. Find a way to get involved there. This is Zoe Moon. I will be back next week, and I will not have this cough. Gosh darn it. I'm working through it with my cross. So that's it. I love you guys. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.